Radio. Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. 818-514-1202.
And, of course, you can always hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. And as you know by now, truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And finally, we are also standing by on Facebook and Twitter for your comments.
All right. And as all of y'all are happy to say, she's back.
I'm happy to be back, too.
Yes. We missed you,
man.
As well.
Hard.
I got 50 reasons on why I'm happy you're back.
Right. Right. Real quick, though, how was the concert?
You know what? It was nice in the sense to see, you know,
actual
artists. Old school, you know, the legends. You know,
right.
There was EPMD,
right.
Shouts out to them, MC Light, Houdini, a host of others. But last but definitely not least was Rakim. And so, you know, the crowd was basically in the majority of the crowd was in mid to late 40 range.
Figured that.
But the problem for me, what spoiled the night for me, was at the end when Rakim got on stage to perform, majority of the audience left.
Yeah.
She told me that and my mouth fell open. I cannot believe
you
walked out on the God. I just don't believe that.
Yeah. After I push it, then I'm good.
Yeah, I'm
right.
Hey, Chi-Town, I'm a little embarrassed right now.
I'm extremely embarrassed. No,
you don't walk out on one of the all time greats.
I feel you. I feel where you at. It's just, you know,
for some of our younger people, for you guys, I know for y'all, that's the equivalent of walking out on Kanye in the middle of a performance. You just don't. I just not
really.
Well, yeah, for what they revere Kanye.
No, I won't say Kanye. Maybe Jay Z.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Either. Well, yeah, some of these kids don't appreciate Jay Z. So.
I don't know. I think a lot of people appreciate the whole,
but
the guy.
You know, that's amazing to me.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing.
Well,
but other than that, you know, it was very nice. It was very nice. Took you back, sparked that nostalgia. So anyone listening out there that went to that concert at the Erie Crown in Chicago, you'll know what I'm talking about. So.
Yeah, that's cool.
So how was y'all week?
I actually had a great week, man. I'm not even gonna lie. I had a good week.
That's what's up.
Yeah,
that's,
you know, got to chill, you know, chill with my family, man, and just had. I'm happy right now. So.
Yeah, me too. And we dodged the last bullet in the snow gun too.
We
were supposed to got this whopping storm and got nothing. At least down south where we are in the south side of Chicago, got nothing. North got killed, but.
We
skirted around.
I think that was the last bullet we dodged there.
Cub County.
So, I mean, it's been a good week, but I heard you sighed. You didn't have a good week?
That is sweet. But, you know, hey, I got through it. That's the basic part of
right,
it. And
right.
I'm here with you guys now. So.
Yes, and we are so glad you are back.
I'm doing my Paul Abdul over the top clap, American Idol clap. So. But to get into our, you know, say what's up to our people, and, you know, we're going to get into our shout-outs. First off, give a shout-out to Brian Brand as they played their first basketball game a couple days ago. They lost by 3, but they had a game today, came back where Bria had dropped 42 points, and that's just, I'm so happy for her.
Wow,
you know,
really?
Yeah, 42 points. I never got 42 points in the Xbox. That's just crazy. Gotta say what's up to Maya Hawkins. Can't wait to see that DVD. So I'll be looking out for that. Congrats to my Lamar. He got engaged. He proposed to his girlfriend, so they're on their way to getting married. Also, we gotta send our prayers out to Nelson Mandela.
That's right.
He had stomach surgery. It's like
a hernia surgery.
Yeah, but they
at 93, that's not good. So.
Yeah, and they say he's recovering at home well. And last but certainly not least, man, we got to say, as far as our shout-out, we got a friend of the Truth Brothers, Sam Lee, lost his mother this week. And we just want to send our condolences out to him, man.
That's right.
Keep your head up, Sam, man.
That's right.
It gets better. It gets greater later, man.
That's
I know
right.
That's hard to see now, but it will. Also, my man, AD23, Anthony Davis, played Vanderbilt today, went for a career-high 28 points, 10 rebounds, 6 blocks, as they proceed to roll right into March Madness, man. Congratulations to that boy, man. Anthony, doing it. Living that dream, bro.
Called you Big Bro.
Whatever. You know, I used to dunk on him in the back of the house, but that ain't got nothing to do. But now he's 7 feet something.
Yeah.
So yeah, 6 foot, 7 foot. I don't know.
Good grief.
Yeah, he makes me look small. Yeah, that's not good. And also for DJ's B days, we got Tiffany Brown, Lauren Walter, aka Ashley. Hey, Cuzzo. And your brother, man, Roderick Gaze, celebrating
right.
his birthday.
That's
so.
Right. Our tech support. So happy birthday.
Yeah. And with that, we have finished our shout outs.
All right.
Anybody? Yeah. No?
Nope. We can go ahead and just jump into the terrible truth.
This is the terrible truth with your terrible anchors, Ray and the Bomb.
Oh, this is good enough. Again, see, when Candace comes back, she laughs at me because I put my terrible truth Kent Clark glasses on, you know. So, greetings and salutations. This is Kent Clark with the terrible truth. Man accused of masturbating in public.
Right out the gate.
Yeah.
Right out the gate. Didn't take long at all.
Check this out, though, right?
All
right.
Knuckle children?
Yeah.
All right.
Man accused of masturbating in public on Bonita Beach is arrested.
Bonita Beach, is that a big girl or is that... Yep. That is... Hey, he over there on Bonita again.
Bonita.
Yep. Each name, I shall fire one.
Each syllable. Go on ahead, read.
A man accused of frequently masturbating in public was arrested on Bonita Beach following a long investigation. Miguel Angel Riviera Flores has been wanted after Lee County Sheriff's Office received numerous complaints about a male who would attract female beachgoers by making animal noises in the bushes.
Chicken noise.
Yep.
What is that? I don't know. It's in the bushes.
Well, it sounds like a chicken is being choked. Well, somebody, is that a chicken being choked or somebody's over there spanking a monkey? I don't know what's going on. keep quiet.
God. I have no words.
Once Flores had their attention, he would step out the cover and masturbate in front of them.
Surprise! Why is it not a chicken at all?
It's Chick-fil-A.
Not Chick-fil-A.
It's a Chick-fil-A.
That's just nasty.
Where's Beatman when you need him?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Let's finish this, man.
Yes, finish it.
When deputies arrived, they made contact with the victim who provided a very detailed description of the suspect.
Very detailed.
Yep. He was naked with something in his hand. Looked like a top. But I...
Oh, God.
Woo. Okay, man. Sorry, come on. We got to finish this.
Sorry. I did not know this was the story.
Minutes later, deputy saw a man matching the description provided. Dude, we got to finish this. Okay. Minutes later, deputy saw a man matching the description provided riding a bike away.
On a bike.
Riding a bike away from the crime scene. They followed him to a secluded area near where the incidents were reported. Further investigation revealed that the suspect had been caught masturbating near the women's showers by Lee County Parks and Recreation. Footprints in the dirt, along with...
Yeah, don't go there.
Footprints in the dirt where Riviera was apprehended. Matched footprints found near the crime scene. Investigators said Riviera was booked Monday and released Tuesday. All right. Glad we got through that one.
All right.
Woo! Yes. My man.
And this portion of The Truth, brothers, is being brought to you by Christopher Columbus GPS Systems. Christopher Columbus, look what you done found.
Also,
a man choking his chicken. Apparently.
It's not just for you anymore. Also, this portion of The Truth, brothers, brought to you by Lady Lips Shampoo. Remember, nothing feels better on your head than Lady Lips. All right. I'm clean.
Oh, wow. Oh, man.
Oh, my man was shooting that stuff in the sand.
That is awesome.
Yeah. That's awesome. A good way to kick off Truth Brothers Radio, man.
All right. Wisconsin man arrested for making his own burgers and fries at Denny's. And what could be the most colorfully written police report of all time? A Wisconsin officer detailed a man who allegedly tried to dupe Denny's employees into thinking he was their new general manager and then cooked his own burgers and fries.
I'm not really mad at him.
James Summers, 52, waltzed into a Denny's, into a Madison Denny's on Tuesday wearing a coat and a tie and claiming to be a 30-year corporate veteran of the restaurant chain. Summers' alleged plot was more devious than just defrauding managers. He wanted a free cheeseburger, and he wanted to make it himself. The epic play-by-play incident report was written by a journalist-turned-police officer, Joseph Despain, who gave the interview to the Huffington Post. Summers never announced that he was one of the pros from Dover, But the briefcase toting gentleman was wearing a maroon tie and a long black trench coat, and it was quite clear that he was supposedly sent by corporate.
To get out there. I need you to get in that Denny's.
The manager said she was surprised and a bit shocked and surely it must have been a mistake. Perhaps she indicated to him that you arrived at the wrong restaurant, but nay,
nope.
Summers said he was not at the wrong restaurant. And then it gets better. This conversation developed into a tete-a-tete, nose-to-nose, the manager said, incident when the man asserted his new role and told him that he was coming in whether she liked it or not. And he began to commence with his duties. At this point, the manager went to the office and started making calls through the chain of command, like, who is this guy? While on the phone, she waved off kitchen staff as they tapped on the door trying to get her attention. But she was not to be interrupted while talking with the corporate. The cook staff wanted to know if it was cool that the new GM started cheeseburgers and fries and had gotten himself a soda.
What?
After a bit of confusion, the Madison cop stepped in and allegedly found an unregistered stun gun on Summers' belt and what appeared to be a few crack pipes. Yes.
No way.
Yes. The cops walked the man out, and Summers yelled out to the Denny's customer, "This is why you don't dine and dash, kiddies." Summers was arrested and charged with fraud, possession of an electric weapon, disorderly conduct and possession of drug paraphernalia.
He must have just watched the movie Burgers and Fries.
I'm sure he did. Like, I am not going to Five Guys to do that because that is not happening.
Wow. Yep.
And then
yeah.
But anyway, man, we're going to let you guys settle in after that.
Yeah, you got those things was right off the bat.
We're going to come right back and hit you with more Terrible Truth after these messages, man. Truth Brothers Radio.
Yeah.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Hey yo, my silent moments, loud as the crack of thunder. My hunger like the crocodile that attacks a hunter. It ain't commercial or underground, it's true. Cause I'm gonna be good. Call a skill, call a game, call a glow, call my name. Like the law, all the veins, screaming like you want to pain. Treat it like a drug, all up in your veins, huh? Yeah. We make the squares.
What's up, everybody? This is one half of the Truth Brothers, Devon, thanking everybody for tuning in every Saturday and downloading us on iTunes. Our fans are the greatest. For us to become the number one show on Blog Talk Radio, we need you to continue doing what you're doing by commenting on Blog Talk, the Facebook page, and leaving your reviews on iTunes. Also, if you like the show, tell three friends to tune in every Saturday, 5 p.m. Central Time at blogtalkradio.com/truthbrothers. By exposing us to more people, it puts us on the path to becoming the number one show on Blog Talk Radio. Keep doing what you're doing. We love you guys. Two fingers.
You know how we do. Rockefeller. Forever.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Catch me skating through your town, putting it down. Y'all relating? No waiting, I'll make your block infrared hot. I'm like Satan. Y'all feel a nigga struggle? Y'all think a nigga luddle? Hustle behind the wheel, trying to escape my trouble. Can't stop it greeting me. I'm talking sweet the keys, cursing the very.
Truth Brothers Radio, and we're back. Man, that break.
I know.
Man.
I love that flow, man.
Man, yeah.
Classic album, Reasonable Doubt.
Yeah, Jigga got a hard flow, Joe. We got a hard thing. But we're back with more Terrible Truth with our producer extraordinaire, Candace.
Hey, got another Terrible Truth story for you regarding a lottery winner.
Oh, yeah.
Who wishes he never won.
He's stupid, but go ahead.
Robert Moffat, who became one of Scotland's big lottery winners after scoring $1.17 million in 96, has revealed that now he can't even afford to pay a drunk driving fine. Moffat, who barely escaped jail after being caught driving more than five times the legal limit, was sentenced to 200 hours unpaid work and banned from the road for 5 years.
And that's because of the lottery.
No, that's because he was living a wild life.
Now, I know.
Now, this is back in 96 when he won.
When he had, drinks for everybody. Now, give me the key.
Moffat states that he had a much easier life before this happened. He now lives on benefits and told the Daily Mail that he has been struggling ever since. After my win, everyone was chasing me for money,
even the bank that I owe money to.
Right.
Even everybody's chasing me for money, like Sally Mae, all these people I owe money to, Comcast.
He states that if he could go back back in time to that point before he won, he would, and that he wished he never won at all.
Whatever.
The former barman who admitting spending all of the lottery money on houses, cars, holidays, and diamonds said
the money went, not people chasing him for money.
Well, I guess, let me finish the story.
I just hate people that...
The former barman who admitted spending all the lottery money on houses, cars, holidays, and diamonds said all he wants is a job. He had a pub in
That's all.
He states that I had a pub in Denny, but I lost it
Denny,
2 years ago and have been unemployed ever since. Mr. Moffat has had a particularly hard time over the past year or so, says his defense solicitor Dick Sanderman.
So, Dick Sanderman.
Yeah.
All right.
He likes to hide in the bushes and make animal noises.
Quit leaving that door open, please.
I'm sorry.
But I don't know,
here we go.
Good. You hear a lot of people who get depressed after winning, big.
They do say that most people with money suffer from depression far severe than people who don't have money. I'm like, let's trade places. Let me find out what it's like.
Yeah, I would love to have that problem.
I guess I would, too, to a certain extent. I mean, thinking the way that I do now, I just want to be comfortable. I don't have to have the diamonds and the Ferraris and all. I just want to be financially.
Don't buy them. That's
right.
A lot of people get caught up in that fallacy of thinking that they want these things because
I believe what she's saying, I agree to what she's saying, but at the same time, it's on you. Like, if you know that you don't want to But about that retarded stuff.
People
don't
are going to give
them,
it to their desires,
right,
especially if they have the means to do
no
it.
Doubt.
But it's about having a balance to just kind of curb it, you know. Don't put yourself in a poorhouse. Allot yourself a budget. Say, okay, I got.
Real quick, though. Yeah. Real quick. 818-514-1202. If you would love to have that type of problem.
Right.
If you think that you can handle having all that money, just drop a call and say, yeah, I can, and blah, 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 blah.
And that's right.
818-514-1202.
Real quick. The Discovery Channel. Excuse me. The Discovery Channel did a show on that about lottery winners and a long time ago. Yeah, the ones who had problems and the ones who made it through. And then they asked this dude who's like an accountant, and he said, if you win the lottery, if you hit the big prize, he said, what you're supposed to do is, let's say he won the $1.7 million like dude did, right?
That's it, $1.7
million? Well, Scotland, it's a little island.
No, I know, I got
probably,
you. I'm just saying.
So let's say you win $1.7 million, just for the sake of argument. He said, what you're supposed to do is, out of that $1.7 million, you take out $200,000, put the rest of it away, and he tells you to take the $200,000 and go absolutely stupid with it. Get it out your system. Get all that stupidity out your system. Bankrupt yourself with the $200,000. So when you get that feeling of, oh, my God, I just screwed off all this money,
right,
now you got your actual money that you can invest in and plan your life out with.
Yeah.
But they tell you the problem that he had is he had to – 1.7, but he didn't set anything aside, and he went stupid and kept going stupid.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I don't understand.
He never hit
you
bottom until it was all gone.
You have to have known that, okay, this money, it's not like it's a bottomless well full of money. It's a cap at you at
1.7. But it feels like it, because that's more money you've ever had
in
your life.
You've ever
fathomed. But what all can you... how much stuff can you actually buy that you feel like you need more? Like, do you need seven cars?
It's just being able to have the means of doing whatever you want to do when you want to do it.
You know how when you window shop or when you just sit there and like and go through something, just, man, I wish I could get that. I wish I could get that. But you know your reality is you don't have the money to do it.
Exactly.
But
right,
when you do have that money and you start going on your every whim, you get out of control with it.
I feel that to an extent. But it's like, to me, I would look at it like, okay, man, I would probably more than likely, I'm not going to lie, I would probably have two cars. I'm just saying, I don't want to go into if I hit the lottery or nothing, but I'm just saying, if I buy my two cars, maybe three, including the truck.
See, now you don't went from two to
no,
three.
No, the only reason
quick.
I say, because I would get a sports car, I'd get a nice luxury car, and then I'd get a truck. That's my three. I would buy a nice condo. I wouldn't buy, well, no, what, let me scratch it. I'd buy a house. And then everything else on top of that, I'm not a big diamond guy.
A big diamond guy until you've got that money and go buy a diamond store. And then you're like, it's different.
If I buy a diamond store, that's
no, no, not you. Not you buy it. You walk by the diamond store.
I want everything in there.
Right, because it's just once you feel that whim, once you act on every whim, and you got the ability to do that, some people would just get out of control.
Yeah, I can feel like it can happen for some people. It's just with me, I couldn't do it.
That's what you think. But that's why they tell you, give you a little piece of money and let you go crazy with it.
Yeah, and I kind of agree with that rationale too, because, I mean, I think it's easier for all of us to say what we wouldn't do,
mm-hmm,
you know, and how we would do things. But when it's right there in front of you, and a lot of people may probably think that, hey, well, look, you know, I always wanted to go here. Or I always wanted to
like
do
traveling.
This.
Like traveling. Yeah, that's
you
cool.
You know, that adds up, because as you do that, you know, listen, I'm going to take a trip to Europe. You gone for 2 weeks. Wow, that was amazing. Then you start thinking about, maybe now I can actually go to Australia. I always wanted to go down there.
Right.
I got the money. And before you know it,
you forget that you get caught up
in this lifestyle.
And you don't have any money coming in. I mean,
nothing.
You're
living off of that. You quit your job.
Right.
You,
I bet in 89 when you asked Jay-Z, hey, man, you think you want your private island? No, I never thought about that. Lo and behold, got a private island.
Right.
Because he's got the means to do that,
but he also has revenue coming in.
Right,
but I'm just saying
he's got all that money and he can act on his whims. I mean, he's more, of course, he's rational with it.
Right.
But
his
I'm just saying,
this guy won the lottery.
Right. But I'm just saying, when you've got that amount of money though, and Jay-Z did go from poor to rich, so he had to make that transition like Oprah did. A lot of them had to do that. I mean, Oprah went through crazy phases in her life about the money too. She said at one point she was keeping a lot of money in her closet. Yeah, because she was scared if she ever go broke, she wanted to have that to fall back on. She was so paranoid about going broke.
Right, and that's what the only thing about that is, I can understand that if you're bringing money in. Like the guy, we had a, if you're bringing money in and you want to, I mean, if you're spending it as fast as you're getting it, then, hey, if it's recyclable, rather, if you're taking it out but it's still coming in, I can understand that.
Okay. Well, then, but when you got 1.7 million dropped in your lap out of nowhere, it does feel
but
like
if you
it's limitless.
But what I'm saying is, if you've been broke before and you get this, it's like, woo, okay, now let me plan.
But they don't.
I'm not saying everybody would, but I'm just saying.
But most,
I'm
no,
saying
no, but
I
most
would.
Of them don't, because it's human nature.
Most of them don't. I don't know. Well, maybe
we'll find out when we get on XM Radio.
Right.
Just remember this episode.
And I'll be here, and y'all
right,
be coming
like,
in here like,
where's Jizzle? Oh, here he comes. Now, the helicopter's landing right now.
I know our listeners out there have had this dream at one point in time or another.
Oh, yeah.
Call in 818-514-1202.
That 460-some million that somebody just hit.
Man.
How can you spend, you can't spend that.
How do you act when you get an extra large tax return? How do people act?
But see,
no,
that's
no,
the
no,
thing.
No.
You're right about that.
Yeah,
you're
someone,
right about
someone
that.
Someone gets $5,000 on the tax return, and they used to getting $500, and then they land $5,000. Oh yeah.
No, but I've seen people honestly who got that a nice tax return, and they say, okay, $2,000. Like if they get six, $2,000, I'll take. I'll do what I want. This other four is chilling because I know I got other things to do. Come March, I don't want to be broke. That's
right.
What I'm saying. People are starting to do now. But then you got the people that's just, you know what? I've been meaning to get these 32s on my Chevy Cavalier.
There you
since
go.
Last
right.
season.
Since last, I bought the Cavalier with my last income tax. I'm gonna get the rims this year.
I mean, when you say that, look at how many people get those structured annuities from settlements and everything. And J.G. Whitworth is built on people who can't manage the structured settlement. They tearing through that money, and they want more of it because they done dug a hole for themselves.
Yeah. Well, there it is. You know, life is good. Check this out, though. Next story up. Mother arrested for stealing education for her son.
Stealing education.
Yeah, let that marinate.
Yeah, that's what happened to Kizzy.
Yep, you're going to learn. A Bridgeport mother pleaded guilty for enrolling her 5-year-old son in the wrong school district. Prosecutor Ooh. Said Tanya McDowell from the beginning. I'm thinking of that movie, Coming to America. Sent her son to school in Newark, even though they were living in Bridgeport at the time. McDowell did not agree to all facts of the larceny case. I'm sorry. McDowell noted her disagreements in her plea to that it's on the record. Oh, whatever.
Right.
However, she also was facing drug charges for selling crack cocaine and marijuana to an undercover officer. McDowell's attorney.
That might have been what did it.
McDowell's attorney, Darnell Crosland, said the drug charges made her ready to take a deal. Crosland said she's come to grips that if she rolled the dice on these drug cases, she could be away from her child up to double-digit years, and that's why she took
this
plea.
She didn't think about that before she did it.
No, why would I? McDowell's son, who is now 6 years old, is staying with the family and attending school in Bridgeport.
All righty, then.
Yeah. So,
hey, I want you to sell these drugs. Ooh, I could be away from my... No, let's try it.
Wow.
Oh, I done got caught. Now I'm going to be away from my son forever.
But y'all want to blame me for putting them in a good school.
Just stupid.
Yeah.
Kill yourself.
That is true. Why don't you pull the trigger, buddy? You know, that would have sounded better at the time. But anyway, I don't say we necessarily... You know, she probably just trying, mother. Just trying. You know, make it through her son. That's
all. She's trying my patience. All right. Well, while she's trying, we're going to go ahead and try to get to these commercial breaks, and then we'll be back with more Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Terror is a bunch of bullshit. Just a poor excuse for you to use up on your bullets. How much money does it take to really make a full clip? 9/11 building 7, did they really fool it? And a bunch of other cover-ups. Your child's future was the first to go with budget cuts. If you think that hurts, then wait, here comes the
Truth Brothers Radio.
Oh, John,
We've been married 30 years now, and I love you more every single day. Tonight, we're going to celebrate. I made a delicious dinner at your favorite, and afterwards, a little something special for you. I can't wait.
She's excited. You've been married a long time. But she's not the same fox she was in high school. Tonight, you might need a little help. Let Viagra pick up the tab. With Viagra, you can maintain an erection for up to 4 hours, and you'll be ready to give her the best night she's had in years.
Oh, John, this is amazing. I haven't felt this good in years.
If erection lasts more than 4 hours, please consult a doctor. Erections lasting more than 4 hours may be dangerous and unsightly. Do not go into the workplace with your 4-hour long-lasting erection.
Truth Brothers Radio.
The new moon rode high in the crown of the metropolis, shining like who on top of this? People was hustling, arguing and bustling. Gangsters are God from hardcore hustling. I'm wrestling with words and ideas. My ears is pricked, seeking what will transmit, describe, and apply to transcript. Yo, this ain't no time where the usual.
Truth Brothers Radio, and we're back.
Oh, with
that
Mo
was nasty.
Oh, John, I haven't felt this good in years.
I guess not.
Can you imagine that noise coming out, though?
Why are you depriving the elderly to have this?
Dude, I don't want to know that noise.
You don't. Viagra do.
Sun-dried pump.
Yeah. That's the sound of slow-pouring powder.
That sounds
like powder when you pour it slow.
All right. 818-514-1202. Of course, we're into the terrible truth. And again, if you got some terrible truth stories out there, feel free to call in and give us some of your stories. We'll be glad to let you guys commentate. But for now, this is a major league what the F. Catholic school hires white supremacist principal.
Well, there you go.
Frank Borazzelli has served as principal at Our Lady of Mount Carmel, a Bronx Catholic school.
Out here?
No, the Bronx.
Okay, my bad.
Not Mark Carmel in Chicago.
Okay,
in the
go
Bronx.
Ahead. Yeah, man.
Despite having an active career as a white supremacist author, linked to several controversial groups, despite the concerns
like the
of the Southern Poverty Law Center, right, a legal organization that has successfully sued some white supremacists for civil rights violations, the Catholic Archdiocese remained clueless about their choice of principal for a school with a large black and Hispanic population.
I personally didn't see a problem in hiring. He said he straightened us up quicker than a whip.
He whipped these kids right into shape. Apparently using a computer for a little Google background check involves technology that the church has not yet embraced.
Right.
It was only after an angry man who was arrested during who disrupted a Catholic mass to protest Borazzelli's hiring that the church got a clue that something might not be right with their choice of principal.
You think when he came riding there with them sheets on, it could have been whatever. All right.
They told him that was their bed sheets.
Yeah.
Certainly a religious school is every bit concerned that Borazzelli views far outside the church teaching with their great track record and terrific background check. Not only have they allowed numerous sex criminals into the church in leadership positions,
but now they
have no problem in hiring a white supremacist principal.
They just want to put the cross out in front of the house and let Jesus go up in a blaze of glory.
There you go. That is a nice cross. You ever burn it?
Hey.
This is the latest embarrassment for a church that seriously considers making bad judgment calls. Hey, I don't know. It sounded to me like it could be a sitcom or something.
Yep. What would Jesus do? That should be the name of the show. That is the most.
Hey.
Oh, good.
He's like, I'm gonna get these kids into shape. We're going to straighten them right up. First
but you know what? All right, we got another one. White supremacists worked with black gang member to make meth in St. Louis.
And you say peace ain't possible.
Yep. Let us combine our powers.
You say peace ain't possible.
In St. Louis.
Martin is proud right now.
Stop it. In St. Louis, authorities allege that the quest to make methamphetamine has led to an unlikely alliance. A white supremacist and a black inner-city gang member. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that 38-year-old Aryan Nations member Richard Trice and 22-year-old Robert Biz Sweeney are among several people facing federal charges for conspiracy to make meth, distribution of meth, and other drug-related crimes. The Drug Enforcement Administration say Trice joined the Aryan Nations while in a federal prison for previous meth-related crimes. They say Sweeney is a documented gang member.
Of course. Documented. He signed it.
Hold on.
Yep. Where do
police
I sign
say
up
Sweeney,
to be one of the folks?
Sweeney mobilized at least 150 people over 2 years to sidestep purchase restrictions on decongestants containing pseudoephedrine. Basically. A key meth ingredient and provide the pills to meth cooks like Trice.
Yep. I cook it.
So.
And Biz gets it.
Man. Yeah. Straight used them.
Yeah. Where are we going to get this meth from? Where are we going to get the. No, don't worry, my man. Biz.
Biz puts in business.
Yep. Biz, come on, step on in here and meet the boys.
With all these burnt faces in there. What are with these?
Hey, sweetie, I don't mean to tell you your business, but your boy is black. Yeah, this is going to work out great.
Trust me.
White power.
They don't ask questions much.
We cannot work together to build a school.
Nope.
But boy, let us get some meth. Yeah, we just going. Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
That's the method, man.
Wow.
That is. Anyway.
New TV show, Burnt Crosses and Grills.
Yep. Thank you, Obama. Thank you, Obama. Why is he fighting, man? That's why I'm mad. Because. We're just going to sabotage. How you feel, people?
Wow. Yeah,
are you disrespected yet?
That is just, they found a way to put aside their differences.
Yeah, I used to hang out with your granddad.
But boy, when it comes to these libraries, we can't work together for
nothing.
Why
would we build this library when I got that pot boiling?
They don't read anyway.
Yep. Wow.
Unless you're reading the crack jacket.
Amazing.
Man.
Well, dig this. Rapper Too Short gives boys advice to turn girls out. Dig this.
Who didn't see that coming?
Are you disrespected yet? Too Short recently gave fatherly advice, and I'm doing my air quotes, that involved teaching middle school age boys how to turn girls out.
Here we go.
Call
818-5. I'm sorry. 818-514-1202.
Too Short.
Yeah,
yep.
The man, calling it a process of quote-unquote mind manipulation. The aging rapper advised boys to simply stimulate girls to get, quote again, whatever they want, end quote. Quote again, when you get to late middle school, early high school, and you start feeling a certain way about girls, I'm going to tell you a couple of tricks. A lot of boys are going to be running around trying to get kisses from the girls. We're going way past that. I'm taking you to level two. I'm taking you to the hole. I'm taking you to the hole. Dig this. I'm getting there. The 45-year-old rapper asks women off camera. 45-year-old rapper asks. The 45-year-old rapper asked women off camera to cover their ears to avoid being offended.
Parents, cover your ears while I talk to the kids here at PS 23. Cover your ears. I'm going to show them how to take it to the hole.
Short
right.
Then described a scenario in graphic detail. You push her up against a wall.
What? Oh,
hold on.
What?
You take your finger.
Wait.
Hold on. I got to finish this. Hold the conference. I got to finish this. I'm almost done. You take your middle finger. I'm sorry. You take your finger and put a little spit on it, and you stick your finger in her underwear and rub it on her, what happened.
We here at the Truth Brothers do apologize for the inappropriate comments that were... But damn it. Sorry.
You got to hit this last
We should have proofed that. No.
No, here's what I'm saying.
No.
This is not his fault.
Right. He got to cover the study. It's wow, the stupidity.
Yeah.
But he giving that in front of
kids while upbeat child music is playing in the background. He did this
there
on
you
the
go.
Video.
Put that Barney record on. Put it on. Now check this out. 45-year-old
grown ass man
decided to go to PS23 and just freak the kids out.
Yeah.
Kill yourself.
I've got all kind of problems with that.
I've always had all kind of problems with Too Short, period.
I have a daughter in middle school.
Yeah.
So I'm having all kind of issues with that.
This is what he told
the boy.
Hey, man, forget that candy and flowers and a kiss. Let me show you how you really get it in.
Push her against a wall.
Put your arms in her throat.
No. I don't want to go ham on
way.
Him.
No, you need to.
Yeah.
For the fact that, exactly, I have a daughter. I have daughters. You have a daughter. If I ever caught some dude pushing my daughter against a wall.
I wish I was at school.
Wait a minute. Yeah, exactly. This took place at a school?
No, he actually got some boys together, and he was describing to them, what do you do?
Oh, he got some boys on the block.
Yeah, he got some
boys. Come here, kids. No, stop playing football. Come here.
But it was females around him.
Put that book down. That book can't do nothing for
you. Right.
Come listen to Uncle Too Short.
He basically had a group. It was a group of guys and little guys, little girls, and he said when you get to middle school up in high school, which means
so
they had to
they
be
were
younger.
Third graders. Yeah, hey, no, quit that hopscotch. Come here.
You see that girl over there?
I'm gonna make you a man. Come here.
The one with the capris on.
Absolutely.
Are you disrespected yet, people? Are you still going to buy that Too Short album?
818-514-1202.
I'm having all kinds of problems with this.
Wow.
I'm having all kinds of issues with this.
Yeah.
Too Short.
Yeah.
Because.
God,
blow his brains out.
I don't know
space
if he,
between
have,
his
he
ears.
Has any female children or not. But he just disrespected me, mine.
He disrespected
and anyone
all
else
mothers
who have
kids in general. You disrespected my son
women.
By telling my son, hey, man,
that's what
your dad
do.
Don't
yeah.
know how to be a man. You push the woman against the wall, put your elbow against her throat, and get your fill on.
Look, let me ask you this. Because to me, this is just the pudding. All the ingredients were all his albums before that. Tip Drill, a lot of ludicrous songs, a lot of the stuff that we hail and like these people, at the same time, they subliminally serving you and your children this same stuff. I mean, he just went in your face with it, right to your little kids. But when you were watching BET, uh-huh. when Nelly swiped the credit card down the black woman's behind, there you go. That was cool. Or when he pumped up Ludacris who pumped up the air
into the girl's booty.
Into a booty. And that's funny. But this is, I mean, again, how many times when we get up and we hit the streets and we, hey, what's up, pimp? What's going on, pimping?
I haven't heard that in a while, though. But
I know. I heard it at work the other day. I hear that a lot.
Yeah, I got you.
Pimping is still cool.
Too Short need to be 6 feet under.
Absolutely ridiculous.
And I will go on the record of saying that because, like I said earlier, that's disrespectful not just to daughters and son, that's disrespectful to sons as well. As you telling me this is the way you want my son to behave and be a man. Nah, that's not how
he's
we roll.
He's absolutely ridiculous.
And if nobody out there is offended by that,
that's what I'm saying.
Right.
I mean, if anybody out there who felt,
how would you feel,
hey, man? That's what he's supposed to tell.
How
him.
Would you feel?
And
call
in.
I want to know a dad that would be okay with their son doing that. If they found out their son pushed a girl against the wall and did that, would you be cool with that?
Yeah.
Because it's we being guys, we are a little biased about how we are with our sons and our daughters. But at the same time, because a guy,
but no respectable father would teach his son
to do that,
to
exactly.
treat a woman that way.
Exactly.
But I am curious for those who have the adverse to say. So if you're listening, call in. I promise to keep an open mind. I'm just curious to know where you're coming from with this.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna just put it in perspective for you, and this is real. Bay Area, Oakland area rappers. If I hold up a Too Short CD and hold up a Paris CD, more people gonna run to the Too Short CD than the Paris CD. It's just true.
I believe them.
That's just true.
Pick up either one. It's just they just whatever. But if I had to choose. That little dude I know about, so I'll just grab him.
Just absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but this is the reality that we live in. This is where we're at right now. Everybody's just okay with the fact that Too Short is out here like, nah, man, let me tell you how to. And here's the thing. A lot of people, a lot of guys who probably won't get on here and say how they feel, but at the end of the day, a lot of guys feel like, hey, man, that's how you got to treat these women out here.
I hope not.
And no, because you got idiots. You have idiots.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, again, I'm not talking about the whole bunch. I'm talking about, I'm hoping the major majority of men don't believe in something like that.
No
doubt. I got to believe that.
You have, yeah, you're
forced
to. You have
to believe that.
You got to have
that
faith.
That's terrible.
But at the end of the day, people
again,
are.
Again, I got a daughter. I can't, man. I don't.
Yeah, dude, that's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. I would lose it. I would literally lose it if my daughter came home and said, Dad, this is what this boy did to me.
What
I'm saying.
What if she was on the block jumping rope when he decided to bring all the children around to get the wisdom from Uncle Too Short?
No, I feel you. I feel you on that, too.
Matter of fact, if I was on that block and my kid came in and told me what he said, I'd have to go over there and have some words with it.
No doubt. Oh, yeah. 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 I mean. Hey.
While I started looking in the real estate section, because.
Yeah.
How would you like him for a neighbor? No, how would you like him for a neighbor?
Oh, absolutely not.
How would you like to.
I mean,
wake
no.
up and he
no.
is.
Totally ridiculous.
Yeah.
Looking at your daughter out of his side eye.
Hey.
And disrespecting her next breath. No.
You 18 yet? Because that's where he's at. You're lying. No, seriously. That's where he's at. Are you 18 yet? Well, I don't think it matters. You got it. Yeah.
Whatever. Just absolutely ridiculous. So. This whole worship around being a pimp is just
disrespect.
I don't
the
get
worship
that.
Of disrespecting the women.
Like I said, you sitting there saying you ain't heard no one say what's up pimping lately, but people say that. And again, Bishop Don Juan is still revered in the black community.
Yeah,
that's a fact. Now, anyone who disagree with that, please call and tell me why. Because
on the West Side, yeah, he's
I'm
still
not talking
over
about
no, I'm just saying,
Chicago.
Though.
I'm talking about worldwide. Black America.
Yeah,
black America.
He's
again,
known.
When Snoop, another one, who take him around everywhere he go, and this idiot is walking around in a dollar bill suit, we think it's great. Oh, kids, come around the TV and watch.
As the pimp walks the girls in with collars on their neck.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's important. All right, we call on the line. Carla, what's your name? Where you from?
Hey, this is Justice calling in from Boston.
Hey, what's
Justice,
going on,
what's
Justice?
What's going on, man?
How you doing, family?
Hey man, before you say anything else, man, your shirt is being shipped to you as we speak.
Okay, brother, I appreciate that.
Yeah,
and thank you for the review too.
Yeah, we read that, man. We made
much deserved. Yeah, just calling and weighing in on this Too Short thing. Did you say that was PS87 in Queens?
That was me doing a joke. Obviously, he pulled the children on the block in the neighborhood to come around and get wisdom, the wisdom from Uncle Too Short.
Fatherly advice is what it was quoted as.
Yeah, I thought, I knew I had to misread that. I mean, there's no way that they were going to allow something like that to take place in one of the public
schools. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I can't see how someone like that could still exist in this industry. I mean, he was never, in the history of his recording his recording history. That guy was never, I couldn't see him as creative. I mean, that was some real Mickey Mouse running a real, you know, rap. That wasn't even really, nothing he said was witty or tactical, or they had no wit or anything. It was just some simple.
Totally agree.
That wasn't, I mean, I could see, like you said, brothers like Paris and that had no longevity in with their careers and were influential and motivational in their demeanor. But someone like that, you know, that can maintain for since what? I think he's the first recorded in, what, 82 or 83?
Yeah. I mean, here's the sad thing, man. I mean, Too Short, as much as I never really liked him, and I never liked his rap style. Like you say, it's very rudimentary and basic. But again, quiet as kept, he's a father to the style that's out today because that's how they rap, rudimentary and childish. But at the same time, man, the man sold a lot of the man moved a lot of units.
Yeah,
he really did.
I don't think he ever had an album
that didn't go gold.
I want you.
But it's sad.
Yeah, like you said, ignorance is bliss.
Exactly.
You know, it's kind of crazy though that. We know knowingly that this is not what we should do and what we should listen to. We know this, but our subconscious allows us to do it anyway.
And at the same time, again, I can look at Ice Cube. Ice Cube first album, America's Most Wanted, when he had the song "Who's the Mac," and he said that he don't claim P-I-M-P, and he's not trying to be like that. But then a couple of units move. Next thing you know, he's pimp of the year, and he say he pimps all the time now.
Ice Cube,
yeah, that's it. That's what I'm just saying.
He kind of runs with the trend too. I mean, he's like
exactly.
He's up and down. Whatever's hard, he's trying to move with. You know, he kind of took a lot of there was a group in Trends of Culture or something that was all like in the mid-90s. I mean, they used to have some little place in somewhere in L.A. There was a lot of like these tactical rappers that were like more like they were like generic kind of guys. These guys talking about all scientific stuff and all that. They were like you ever hear Trends of Culture? And but he used to go down there and watch these guys and steal their styles. He was already established, but these guys are just trying to, you know, get their thing going, and he was like taking their style and moving on with it because he was already out there, you know, like you said, moving units. But a lot of these brothers, they just go with within right now, and they latch on to whoever's the hottest guy and just keep some continuity with that simple-minded stuff. I mean, then you get brothers like Rakim that, you know,
like you were just saying earlier,
and he can't even make an album with Dr. Dre. I mean,
you walk
can't
out
get together.
Concert
exactly.
on him.
That's
yep.
exactly
yeah,
what
right,
I was saying.
Right.
I went to a concert this past Saturday, you know, and he was the last act, you know, saving the best for last. Now, he got a lot of love from the promoters of the show, but as far as the audience, everybody in, you know, in our basic, I'm in my 30s, but, you know, a lot of people who grew up right in the heart of that 40, 45, 50 even, up and walked out. And, you know, I'm standing
up, chanting those lyrics with them.
That
just blows my mind.
Enough, you know? And
you know what? What's crazy? It don't shock me.
If it was a younger group, it wouldn't shock me. To find someone my age,
I'm
going to
tell
find
you
my
why,
group,
that
age group, walked out on Rakim, that's just
I'm
going to
tell you why. Because guys your age now, their role model is the Soulja Boys, the Bow Wow. Everybody that's your age now, they tend to stray away from that because it's harder to be a man, but it's a lot easier to be a kid.
True.
That's why it does not shock me.
How you weigh in on that, brother?
Rakim is, I don't know if people are our age, you know what I mean? I'm in my mid-40s. I mean, I can't see people our age walking out on a show that he's doing. I don't know what happened with that, but, I love hip-hop. I've always loved hip-hop. I mean, that's my, you know, I grew up in the hip-hop, and, I love a lot of old stuff, like old jazz, like, Fats Waller, John Coltrane, Willie the Lion Smith. I like creative music, but that stuff was like, that's what we came into it, and that's what, you know, we can embrace. I mean, and it kind of changed the situation of what society was trying to do to us at that point. They were trying to establish gangs, and we countered that with hip-hop and breaking, you know, and took it into like Cedric the Entertainer did a little thing on that on one of his shows there, how we metamorphosized, you know, the negative energy into something positive instead of going out there stabbing each other up and carrying on. We turned it into a breakdancing competition.
Right,
exactly. We tried to establish something with some energy, and they looked at that like it was going to be a joke. I mean, even if like there was a documentary about Malcolm McLaren, how he approached Afrika Bambaataa on 125th in Amsterdam. He was standing there with a shirt on and said, "I love what was the name of that? It was an old rock group back in the punk rock group." Anyways, he approached him and asked him why he was wearing that shirt. You're a big black guy, and he took him to somewhere in the Bronx and he showed him the you know, his whole crew and all that. And he's the one that really got the ball in motion. He was an A&R for I forgot the label, but he kind of, you know, got hip hop, you know, really moving. And he was a guy from London. You remember Malcolm McLaren with the brothers from Jeff the Law, the Superstar, and C Divine, the Mastermind. It was the world famous team.
Yeah.
I mean that was the energy. But a lot of labels weren't even like. But then they just converted this thing into some petty nickel and dime Rudy fools out here wearing,
right.
You know, Lil Wayne and all these crying, mumbling,
right.
and these guys. I can't even understand what the hell language these fools are talking.
Really?
Really? Yes, it's just madness.
It's
it's
rhetoric with a catchy
and carrying
beat,
on like half a sissy, you know, is selling, you know, major units, like you said. And it's kind of perpetuating a whole lot of confusion. I mean, these kids don't realize.
Well,
you walk around there with your pants down there, that means that you belong to somebody. And when you're in Rikers or
right.
at Matawan or
right.
You know,
right.
Sing Sing or anywhere, you belong to somebody. You got your pants on tight and you're wearing your hair long. That means you sit down, you go to the bathroom. You don't stand up.
That's right. That's right. And like I say, just keep tuning in. You know, when we first got started, man, I think like our third show was Setting the Bar. Well, we're going to be coming in about 2 months with a Setting the Bar too. And wait till you see the examples of the lowballing that's going out there passing itself off as hip hop. But just like I say, stay tuned with that, man. And,
we
want to
thank you for listening, man. We really appreciate you, man. We know you're a consistent listener as well.
That's right.
So.
That's right.
Appreciate
and we appreciate it. But at this point, man, we are going to go ahead and go into this commercial break, and we will be back with the second half of Truth Brothers Radio.
Boy, oh boy.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Hip-hop should die before I wake. I put an extended clip inside of my ear. Yeah, roll at every station, murder the DJ.
Truth Brothers Radio.
The following is a real-life simulated conversation between an on-call advisor and a subscriber. It took place on October 2nd, 2005.
On-call emergency, this is Rita speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, listen, my car is stuck in a ravine, and I am freaking out.
I've put in a request for emergency assistance. In the meantime, your car is equipped with the Trunk Monkey feature. Please push the red button.
Okay, done. He's taken off my shoes.
Yes, sir. The Trunk Monkey is there to help.
Okay. He's licking me. He's licking my leg. All right, stop that!
He's trained to give you emotional support during this stressful time.
By licking me? Down, monkey!
The Trunk Monkey. He'll do anything he can to help. An innovative idea you'll only find at Suburban Auto Group.
Are you still there?
Yes, stop, monkey, stop. That thing will stop, monkey. Oh, that feels so good. No, that feels bad. No, stop, please.
Come to Suburban Auto Group for a surprising car buying experience and free Trunk Monkey gear, located off Highway 26 on the way to Sandy.
Hello, everybody. Recording live.
Lord of the Rings, all night and in central. Follow me now, listen. Say hi, Dick, get your rolling hip hop. Say Jay Rose, get your rolling hip hop. Read the position, say you're rolling hip hop. Say Black Dog, come to Rocket Yacht. From the first to the last of it, delivery is hot.
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. Welcome to the second half of Truth Brothers. 818-514-1202 is the number. I'm Ray.
And I'm Divine.
We are the Truth Brothers.
And you can also, again, hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. And again, I'm going to keep repeating this. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F. Got to say it again.
Right. And I will follow up behind you with letting you all know that we are standing by Facebook and Twitter for your comments.
You guys got to excuse me. There's a trunk monkey rubbing my feet right now.
Hey, I got how can I be down? Where would I get a trunk monkey from? I'm gonna have to.
At your local rollback
store.
That's right. Every product the True Brothers sell can be found at Rollback.
I think they're open till 9. I think I will go invest.
Rollback. All right. That's right. And for the second half of True Brothers, we are going to be getting into Whitney, Bobby Christina, and Sissy, and the whole
Houston Huddle.
That's right.
Family
the whole
is going
shebang
down.
Bang a bang. Look, you know, we
real, hold on real quick, bro,
okay,
before you
ahead,
get into this. Now, everybody, 818-514-1202. We have to give this number out. And we would love for you guys to drop your opinion about the Whitney Houston, the Bobby Brown, the Bobby Christina, the Sissy, the whole, like we say, the Houston Huddle. And just wanted to get your takes on things. And even you can even call and talk about the Inquirer posting a picture of Whitney in her casket.
That's right. All of it.
All of this will be discussed tonight on Truth Brothers Radio.
That's right. We want to get it out of our system because I mean, everybody. Everybody watched it. Everybody pulled up clips on YouTube and watched stuff on TV, heard stuff on the radio. We've heard things about Bobby. We've heard things about Whitney. We've heard things about everybody, and everybody got something to say. So this is the time to go ahead and just purge.
And
let
I'm for one, man. I'm going to be honest. We held our tongue, and we bit our tongue on a lot of things as far as involving Bobby Brown. And
yep.
To me, I think Bobby has taken a bad rap for what happened to Whitney.
A real one. I mean, you got people who just, you know what? Last night when I was pulling up some research on the search engine, just for fun, I put Bobby Brown calls. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Hit search, and what do you know? Bobby Brown causes Whitney Houston's death. The man was nowhere near her.
No.
Nowhere. Nowhere. They're divorced, and the way that they're acting is though when you become divorced, family ain't family no more, right? Is that the new rule? Because I know there's many people who've been divorced. I've been divorced,
mm-hmm.
and me and my ex-wife are still on very good terms.
Right.
And if I need a favor, I can call her. If she needs something, she calls me.
Okay.
It's no problem because we've had some type of history together, though we're not together anymore. We're not at each other's throats. And, you know, it can be like that.
And that's the one thing I don't understand. You know, sometimes it just doesn't work.
Exactly.
And life can go on. It's, you know, it just didn't happen with us. You know, you can't go around holding grudges because it didn't work.
And the thing about that, though, there's a child involved that they had together.
That's right.
So regardless of the fact, he still needs to interact with the mom, whatever, because I guess Whitney had custody or whatever, full custody.
Yeah, Whitney got custody, and so, that's fine.
Right. I mean,
but
right.
Now that once she's 18, she's grown. She's an adult. But this whole thing around we've got to protect her, and she's so fragile, and she's so – no one was that worried when they was on Bravo.
Being Bobby
right.
Brown.
When they were on Bravo and everybody was getting painted with the Look at the Clown show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody tuned in. They had marathons. People watched the show, especially the first season.
Oh,
the second season it fell off, but the first season, people watched that show from sunup to sundown.
And the thing about it is the only reason I feel like Bobby's getting is harboring this blame is because society acts that somebody is to blame. Somebody has to be to blame to me. This is how I feel because...
I think they want to protect her image.
That's exactly what
it is. They
want
to protect her so-called image because I'm going to tell you, she was hood.
Everybody knows that.
We've had some conversation about this before, but, you know, because she was beautiful. She was a beautiful woman, very classy every time you saw her.
The preacher's wife.
You know, exactly. You know, that kind of facade. Okay. But deep down inside, and you saw her for yourself, people, on the reality show,
Bobby Brown.
She was hood.
Yep.
But you know what? One thing I will say, out of all the research that I've done on this on their marriage up until the latest, you know, they loved each other. They genuinely loved
each
other.
They were made for
each
other. They were exactly each other's speed. So.
You know, and we've even got some quotes that I'll delve into later,
mm-hmm,
you know.
No
but,
doubt.
You know, she loved him. He
right.
loved her. It just didn't work.
Again, this goes to the fact Whitney Houston had great handlers. She had a great promotion staff. She had a great record company. She had people behind her that cultivated
an image
around the type of voice that she had, because she had this great, elegant, strong, beautiful voice, and they cultivated an image around her. A lot of people forget, but, you know, people have tendencies, and people's personality, even when you try to put that facade on, comes out through the cracks. I remember early in her career, 2 years in a row, she lost 2 Grammys to Anita Baker, and she didn't handle that well at all. And that's not disparaging her image. She's a great artist. She will continue to be a great artist.
No, she
but
won't.
She was also, she'll be remembered as a great
artist.
There
you go. That's better.
But when she was young, and she lost 2 Grammys to somebody who conceivably came out of nowhere and just was running the show at the time. And she didn't like that at all. And she had 2 outbursts about that 2 years running.
Yeah, but and
that's a fact.
And the thing, go ahead.
Yeah, real quick.
Yeah.
Also, we got to remember when people die, we go right back to the image of them at the peak of their famous people popularity. When Michael died, we instantly jump right back to the zone where everything was good with Michael. Went from Thriller to what is it, Bad? When everything was good before any of the
child molestation.
Right. All the trouble started.
Mm-hmm.
But we jumped right back into that zone where everything was good. When Whitney died, we jumped right back into the 90s, to the late 80s to the early
pinnacle,
90s,
yeah.
to when she was in her pinnacle. And that's fine, because we like to remember at the time when she was at the height of her power. And that's terrific. But at the same time, quit trying to paint Bobby Brown
as
the devil.
Yeah.
I mean, good grief. The man is just, he's just a dude. He got his demons just like she had her demons.
And
here's the thing, it had nothing to do with him whatsoever.
Nothing.
It was Xanax, bathwater, and alcohol.
And
that's right.
Real quick, to to note on that, man, I think, one, to go back to something you said, Ray, the reason people go when somebody dies or they pass away, they go back to that image of them, for the simple fact is, they feel it's disrespectful to say anything how you really feel. Not that
mm-hmm.
I want to say really feel, but like
mm-hmm.
how you have, like, man, this person, you can't go to the funeral. Like, I'm going to be honest, this person was a piece of trash.
Right.
And I mean, a lot of people had beef with this person, but it's good showmanship to just say, hey, this person's a great guy.
Right.
But
as you say that, if something was to happen, when something happens to Bobby Brown, it's not going to matter. Everybody is going to come right back to this moment. And right now, he's about as popular as Ike Turner. No doubt. Mm. That's another one. When Ike Turner died, no one. They found ways not to say something good about that dude.
And another thing, though, to go back, the reason I was saying, I was getting a lot of people who were getting upset because a lot of people were saying real derogatory or negative comments, and I don't even want to say derogatory, but they had their own comments to say about what happened to Whitney Houston. And I looked at the age frame from the people who was making those comments.
Mm-hmm.
It's a generation that don't know elegant, classy Whitney.
Mm-hmm.
It's from a generation that knows being Bobby Brown and cocaine Whitney on out. So you can't expect that generation to show the same admiration and respect for Whitney that you show.
That's true.
Because, one, they're not educated about her. All you did was say, go watch TV. He flipping through the channels and say, I know that girl. She's on your CD cover. And, bam, why is she acting like this?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then it just further gives him this image of her. Oh, man, so everything they're saying about this person must be true. She has to be on drugs. She has to be doing this. Maybe she is broke and all these other things is going on in this kid's head. Now, when she passes, you're like, how dare you be so disrespectful? Like, she got what she deserved and blah, 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 blah. And, again, I would never say she got what she deserved, but I will say Whitney knew what she was doing. That's all I'm going to say.
Whitney was living the life that Whitney chose, and that's fine. Again, to get the ball rolling, 818-514-1202. Feel free to jump in with your comments and say whatever it is you feel you need to say. Let's air out some of the grievances we have with the whole thing before we go into the first break. Let's just get some of it out of the way.
Okay.
for me, I got a problem with the whole funeral thing.
Yeah.
The whole funeral
big
thing turned, when they with the story came out that Bobby Brown clowned at the funeral, or Bobby Brown did, tried to disrespect and couldn't take where he was seated, and he wasn't, and he wanted to be seated with the family, but he shouldn't have been. And first off, if the man's ex-wife passes and you got Tyler Perry in a seat above her ex-husband, something's wrong, unless Bobby Brown killed her, and I'm talking like O.J. style,
mm-hmm.
then get off of that. He's family.
But again, that had to do, honestly, when I was reading, that had to do with Sissy Houston, Whitney's mother,
mm-hmm.
who her, along with other family members, had been trying to keep Bobby Brown away from, didn't want him to come to the funeral, and in the same time was trying to keep him away from Bobby Christina,
and,
who was sitting right next
right.
to Sissy.
And the man wants to see his daughter.
Yeah.
And they might be on hard terms, but you have children. Candace, you have children. I have children. I know a lot of our listeners out there have children. If you have a falling out with your child, would you want someone standing in the way from you trying to talk to them during a time of grief?
Exactly.
Especially,
you act like right. they act like he was going to show up with some loan. I need you to co-sign for this loan for me.
Right.
Now, what I found out after doing some research is the reason why he was asked to leave
mm-hmm.
was because he came with 9 other people.
Yeah.
Now, of those 9 people, it was his brother and then
uncle,
his kids.
And her brothers
kids.
And sisters.
Right.
Right.
And if you looked at being Bobby yeah. Brown, they were in the show, too, with the time when they went camping. And that's like, I only seen like 2 episodes.
Yeah,
ever,
I remember
but
that
I remember
one.
When they went camping.
Yeah.
Now, again, this is their stepmother.
Right.
Who has passed.
And Bobby Christina's brother and brothers and sisters.
Stepbrothers
right.
and sisters.
Right.
But everybody seemed to act like they were parasites and was to be disrespected. Maybe
like they
she
were
was,
illegitimate.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
they were here before they even got married.
That's right. And I got
yeah.
a couple of stories in here that we'll get on
and,
as the hour goes on. It just irked me. But the fact that the man showed up with 9 people, but people act like he came with 27
with
people 50, and wanted half the church.
And first off, here's my thing. He came with 9 people. Of them 9 people, all of them were related or in some way or fashion to Whitney Houston.
Family.
So Tyler can come in with the director of Good Deeds. R. Kelly, the pisser himself, can come in and sing a song.
With a bucket.
With a bucket. And everybody can do all this. And all these people have a seat in front of
Bobby
Brown. And nobody sees
ex-wife.
That. And nobody finds that to be wrong. Bobby Brown, if you believe Bobby Brown is the cause of Whitney Houston's death, if you believe Bobby Brown introduced Whitney to drugs, I'm not going to say whatever, you're an idiot. I'm sorry to say that, but the fact of the matter is Bobby did not introduce her to drugs. Bobby did not force her to use drugs. Bobby did not make her use drugs.
And she was using drugs before she met Bobby Brown.
And
that's a fact. I'm sorry. Some people have a problem with that, but that's the truth.
And these are the true facts. Truth Brothers are bringing true facts. You cannot sit here and blame Bobby Brown. And the reason people were saying that Bobby Brown was upset, the reason he was upset because they were steady asking Bobby to separate from his kids and his brother. And the only reason Bobby left is they say he didn't want to make a scene. Bobby went to the casket, he gave it a kiss, and he left without making a scene. He stood outside of the church.
And who was sitting closer to the casket than Bobby Brown? Ray J.
Yep.
Ray J. And to sit here and paint Ray J as though he was the fallen angel from heaven that tried to save Nippy, but it was too late, is just ridiculous. The man who gave you Kim Kardashian. The man who gave you Snooki.
Oh, better yet, hey, bro, I'm going to try to find a clip. I got a clip of Bobby of Ray J dissing Whitney in a song. Maybe we could pull that up before we
maybe,
get on within
maybe
this
so.
Break.
But this is the same exploiting guy that
her
said,
about having sex
that
with
said
her.
Hey, ladies, if you want a date with me, show me how many hot dogs you can stuff in your mouth.
Yep.
This is the angel Ray J.
Yep.
Now, you know, I like to take this a step further to piggyback off of what you were saying, but we'll do that when we come back from break.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You got
okay,
the mic,
Ken. Yeah. You got the mic, so can lead us out. You boss.
Truth Brothers Radio. Yeah, we'll be back. Truth Brothers Radio.
You can tell me alarm, you can call out your guard, you can fence in your yard, you can hold out a card, but I won't back down. Oh no, I won't back down. Oh no.
Cadillacs the bills, coop the bills, brain dead, rims, yeah, stupid whales, girl, I'm super real, lose a tooth and nail, trying to fight it, try to deny it, stupid, you will fail.
Hey, Truth Brother listeners, this is Candace, producer of Truth Brothers Radio, here to thank all of our fans for the love and support for the show. Please continue to show your love by telling three friends about the show and asking them to check us out on blogtalkradio.com/Truth Brothers. That's TRUFBROS, live on Saturdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're also on Facebook and Twitter, and all episodes are available for free download on iTunes. Feel free to drop your comments on Facebook and Twitter, and write your reviews on iTunes. Help us reach our goal to becoming the number one internet radio show on blogtalkradio.com, and we'll keep telling our truth, straight, with no chasing. Peace. Truth Brothers Radio.
I keep the ass popping like the locks on the Benz. After the after party, we'll be getting it in. Pause for a drink, then we cutting again.
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio, and we're back. And we are talking about Whitney, Bobby Christina, Sissy, the whole entire bunch, the Houston bunch. Tell us how you feel. And this portion of Truth Brothers is brought to you by John Donlow's new book, A Walk with Jesus, because he doesn't have a car, at all rollback stores.
Also, this portion of Truth Brothers is brought to you by Bobby Christina's Dad Loans. For more information, call 1-800-SISSY-SAID-NO. Which Sissy did?
Sissy guards that bank.
Oh, God.
Yep. She do look like
I'm
a bank guard.
Yep. I'm just.
Need a little bit more green, call her brown. Okay, we're
I'm
being
sorry,
stupid.
I'm just stuck.
Yeah.
Here. I'm just stuck. Sissy but,
go ahead. Now, you
anyway, to kind of give Bobby a little support. I mean, I had done some research on the topic, you know, throughout the week. But I'm not sure if you guys remember, but about a little over 2 years ago, Whitney was on Oprah Winfrey's show.
Uh-huh.
And I actually remember seeing this episode. And this is Whitney, and I quote from Whitney, "He, being Bobby Brown, was my drug. I didn't do anything without him. I wasn't getting high by myself. It was me and him together, and we were partners. And that's what my high was, him. He and I being together, and whatever we did it together. No matter what, we did it together." That's from her
interview with Oprah Winfrey.
Yep, back in 2009.
Yep.
She went on to say that she's got a good man. He takes care of me. I don't have to be scared of anything because I know he will kick everyone's ass if they disrespect him.
He's also the king of R&B.
I was going to go.
He is also.
Which just tells you she was high when she said it.
I don't think really Whitney was out there hula hooping, though. That's all I'm saying.
And then quotes from Bobby about Whitney. He says that she's my friend. She's the better half of me. They say opposites attract, but we're not opposites. We're one person. We're loving life, and we're trying to be as good to each other as possible, and we're moving on. So, you know, their relationship wasn't perfect.
That's right.
And I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of these marriages out here aren't perfect. People have their issues. There's not, you know, there's plenty of American families that went through the same stuff Bobby and Whitney had gone through and are still going through.
That's right. And any good couple you see out there that you think is a good couple, you're seeing it from the outside.
Yeah.
You're not any couple behind closed doors can have disagreements, fight,
no doubt.
This, that, and the other. And you know, when you live in the public eye, that's a problem.
No,
because
yeah.
every time that door gets flung open and you get a glimpse of what that they live like everybody else. I remember when Donovan McNabb and his wife had an argument, and they must have had a real bad one, and the police was called, and next thing you know, it was splattered all over the newspapers like he's just been beating her for years, and she had to come out and say, you know what, it was an argument, and
right.
that's all it was.
Right.
He's a good man, and he's good to me.
I mean, and that's just the thing about people in general, man, especially people in the limelight or that have fame and notoriety. It's just when something like that happens, you have to escalate it because it generates more sale and more revenue for the people who publish it.
That's right.
So all in all, it's not like I said, none of this, man, is shocking to me. I mean, I'm a little bit confused about all the flack Bobby is taking, and I guess he's now to blame for the way Bobby Christina is turning out and all these other things. And which, hey man, come on,
it's a young girl who lost her mother. You know,
but you know they were saying that she actually was again. That's a quote that I read when I was doing my research, that she was doing some form of drug.
That's on the Daily Beast. Yeah, I got that too. That
and,
they said,
and
it's a sources coming from the family that's feeding these stories to the Inquirer, the Daily Beast, the Star. They're feeding these stories because they're trying to again. It wasn't Bobby Brown that took a picture of her in the casket.
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't Bobby Brown that did that.
And the thing is, the family hired security to keep him away from Bobby Christina at the funeral. They got security to keep him away from Bobby Christina at the funeral because supposedly, again, before we jump into your story, bro, supposedly Bobby Christina is the sole heir to all of Whitney Houston's estate.
Right.
So they saying, oh, man, what we're going to do is keep you away from such bad dad.
Right. Because he's going to want to try to open up dad loans, let them tell it.
Yeah, let them tell it, you know. So then we want to know why Bobby Brown went to do his concert in Connecticut after the funeral. Hey, Bobby needs money. That's all I'm saying.
I kind of was a little uncomfortable with that part, but that's not my decision to make. He's a grown
exactly.
man, and that's
right.
his decision to make. Again, maybe the whole scene left a bad taste in his mouth,
and he said,
and
he
wanted
to
get on stage to work it off.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
He said that, though. He actually said being on stage, because when Whitney died that Saturday, and he actually was at a concert doing a New Edition thing,
mm-hmm.
and they was like they didn't know if he was going to go on and perform, and he said it then, like, performing is like his therapy.
And again, when artists you like out there, when artists that are not in trouble with y'all right now do these things, they're being brave, and the show must go on.
Like Kanye,
and that shows that,
when his mom died.
When his mom died, right, he went out there and that was so brave, but now that Bobby do it, what an ass. What a jerk.
Yeah.
How could he do that after they kicked him out her funeral? He should try it harder. Then he gets arrested. See?
Right. Again, right. If he busts somebody in their face and lost his cool and composure.
In front of his
if
kids.
If he punched Ray J right then and there, he was just jealous because Ray J was a better man than him. So it's the guy who poured champagne on a grandmother. That's what you wanted. Okay, fine.
Hey, yeah, tell the truth.
And the guy, again, who made a song where he talked, where he bragged on having sex with Whitney Houston. And if we ever want to, I have it. So I'm just letting you know. And while everybody's Ray J is just this good guy, and he came down and said no. Ray J brags on Ray J putting on a front to make himself look good.
Because he's
gonna
get another reality show out of this.
Yep.
Coping after Nippy, the Ray
deal.
J story.
Well, Bobby Brown got one coming out too, a tell-all book, which I'm like, what can you tell that
this
you really
is
didn't
not
see?
The time for that to be released.
Yeah, that was when I was like, bad
but
move,
but
Bobby.
It's coming. But it's coming. And again, maybe he did it because he don't want Ray J book to come out first. Quiet as kept. Hey, take it how you want. I bet Sissy release a story real soon.
Oh yeah.
I bet the Today Show, someone's gonna pay some big cash for Sissy to go out there and diss everybody.
Yeah.
And she's gonna do it.
Brown bad for being brown to the bone. Something like that. I don't know. sis.
Already, I mean, again, this is just all the research we're doing. This is just the rumor mill is turning that supposedly Sissy is already like Bobby Christina shouldn't be left with all that money, and someone needs to take care of her and that money.
Yep.
Just saying.
Yep, because it is being said that Bobby, now you are real quick, bro. When they were at the funeral, Sissy got Bobby Christina under her arm, like, yep, it's okay, baby. Yeah, mm-hmm. Everything. I'm going to rub your head, and everything will be fine because she's with Jesus now.
She's with Jesus. Now, come on, let me make you this malto meal like I used to.
Now, then we...
Oh, we got to buy some malto meal. You got $15,000?
Keeps the meal fresh. But at the end of the day... You wind up, you do this, and she keeps Bobby Christina right next to her, but she at the same time she's saying, well, what is this 18-year-old girl gonna do with anywhere between $20 and $30 million?
What is she gonna do? And don't let her dad near her, cause they might make up.
And we would not want that at all. That's bad for business.
818
my business.
818-514-1202.
If you feel like we're bashing Sissy Houston real bad, hey, I'm sorry.
Call
you
in.
Can call in and
your
speak your piece. We're not going to judge. We're not, but we just want to have a clean, open conversation about if we're wrong, we're wrong. In your opinion, fine. That's the beauty of this show.
That's right.
We allow you an outlet.
That's right. Now, we just want you to call and say and get it off your chest. Tell us how you feel. If you believe Bobby Brown is the back, hey, again, I told you 2 weeks ago, we are not presidents of the Bobby Brown fan club. I'm
not
a fan
all.
Of Bobby Brown. I don't have one Bobby Brown CD ever.
Well,
I don't.
I got a Bobby Brown T-shirt.
I guess. I would wash my car with it. I'm not a Bobby Brown fan.
Yeah,
but, again, I'm just saying from what I can see from my perspective, right is right.
Exactly. That's what it all boils down to.
Right.
People.
Again, letting Kevin Costner speak and eulogize her and not let her ex-husband eulogize her is wrong. And
you
that's nothing.
Well, you think
what Kevin Costner said was cool.
Yeah.
He did. He was very classy. I don't begrudge the man the opportunity to say his piece. I'm saying the woman's husband, ex-husband, should have the same right.
But do you think that him speaking would have sparked some form of a controversy? Because a lot of people already are pointing the finger at Bobby Brown to begin with.
And again, who stirred that pot?
I mean,
who started? Cause with
media,
because
Sissy, everybody.
Again, right, because again, when she first passed, if you're in charge of making the arrangements, if you put on the spin and you put on the air that, hey, we're going to be classy, and of course that's the man's wife. Of course he wants an opportunity to go up there and say his piece. It would have died right there the first hours of the thing. But the minute you say Bobby this and no, he won't that. And this, that, then you get the bat and ball going, and it just rolls downhill from there.
Yeah, yeah.
So real quick, I want to cover one of these stupid stories I found. I've never heard of this website, but this is a news site called AT2W. Now, I know y'all might know what that means. And what does that mean? Does anybody know?
AT2W.
It's called, yeah, so it's some site called AT2W.
Mm-mm. America, this too weird.
I don't know, but it's a black website with a so-called black person given blogging. But they was just saying, you know, it was just so wonderful. That the Winans paid respects at Whitney Houston's funeral. Pastor Marvin Winans even eulogized Whitney Houston's funeral. Well, that's no surprise since he married Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston. And I'm going to just paraphrase it, but the whole story goes into why didn't Pastor Winans see that Bobby Brown was not right for her since he's got such a connection to God and stop them from
what?
Getting married. Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And the whole article
just goes off into bashing the Winans for not stopping the devil, Bobby Brown, the evil man, from tearing up Whitney Houston's life. Sick.
Unbelievable.
818-514-1202. How do you feel about that? I mean, please just take that in your life. But we're going to take another break real fast. We'll be back with more Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I mean, no
know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It
gets the people going.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I love you, baby. Oh, maybe that's the Thompson. Confirming. It'll be a great game night. Read message.
New message from Shaniqua. Hey, sexy teddy bear. Oh. I cannot wait to see that tight ass early in the morning. You will never forget this kitty cat. I ain't got no panties on.
What? Who? I don't know. Whew.
Hey, teddy bear.
Wrong number. I've been getting that a lot.
He
this
said
week.
Your name.
Government.
Say hello to Siri on the most amazing iPhone yet.
New message from your wife. I want a divorce.
Truth Brothers Radio.
King from Queens, from Queens come king. We're raising hell like a glass when the lunch bell rings. The king will be sweaty and I will be raised. This is the stuff to try to fade them, but he won't be fake. So what's your name? DMC, the king is me. Your hotness or his majesty. Now you can debate, you can concentrate, but you can't imitate DMC the great.
Truth Brothers. Truth Brothers Radio, we're back, and the topic of the day is Whitney, Bobby, Sissy, Bobby, Christina, and the Houston Huddle. That's a long title, man.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. It's a long mess, though.
Yeah, it's a long, long dose. I mean dose like that. I mean, it's just a long.
Yeah. Hey, 818-514-1202. Again, how do you feel out there about the whole, the way the whole thing went? How do you feel about what you're hearing now?
I mean, and to be honest, man, has a lot of disrespect fallen upon Whitney? Yes. I would not like the coach that got suspended for calling Whitney Houston the N-word. Like, it's a
yeah,
lot of disrespect.
Again, we said last week that on the Fox News blog, they went just straight racial. They went straight racial about that, and you know that's tacky and that's terrible. But again, we have a problem with someone has to be the bad guy. Something bad had to happen, and it's got to be somebody's fault.
And to put it in, let's make it a little bit more personal, real quick. I mean, we can jump on that. But have you guys, girls, whatever, been with somebody? Y'all had a breakup, and you didn't want to be at fault. So you made it seem like it was the other guy's fault or the other girl's fault because of this situation. That's pretty much where this is in life. And I don't want to say because it's death, but it's pretty much rolling down that path because it seems like nobody, it's not okay to have a peaceful breakup. It's not okay to have a cool departure from one another. Like there, who has a civil divorce and who does this? No, nothing can be done civil no more.
Yeah,
it's just not common. It can be done.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just not common.
But media won't allow nothing to be done civilly. They won't allow it. It's
too much money to be made on someone else's.
Oh, controversy! Controversy creates cash.
Oh,
Eric Bischoff told me that.
Oh yeah,
controversy creates cash. So it's controversy behind that picture of Nippy in the casket. It's controversy because now not only are we mad at the Enquirer for putting it out there, but now the hunt is on who took the picture. The funeral home has just already came out and said, we didn't leak the picture. Nobody in my staff, nobody. Well, if it wasn't you, it's only one other person in the world.
Yep, Bobby Brown. Yep, though Bobby didn't have anything in his hands when he kissed the casket.
Yep.
Somehow
Bobby went under the casket with his camera phone, snapped it, and walked out. That's why he left early. He went to the Enquirer with his broke self.
Yeah, my theory was he asked Ralph to do it.
There it is, Ralph.
Ralph.
Ralph? No,
yeah, Trezvan. I think he asked Ralph to do it. Yeah. Sneak in there. Get out of there.
Yep.
Whatever. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Stupid theories are stupid theories.
Yeah, it's all together, you know. Everybody's gonna eat the chips, I guess. I don't know. But I mean, honestly though, man, it's just, to me, I don't get it. I don't understand why. And then to take it a step further, Bobby Christina, right? Now they're saying Bobby Christina could need rehab because she's been around Bobby Brown too long.
Yep, just growing up around Bobby Brown, just the, he put drugs in your Infamil. That's what Bobby does.
Yep, those are real Cocoa Puffs.
Cocaine Puffs. You'll go cuckoo for them.
Makes you break dance with a mattress on your back.
That is wrong on so many levels.
Yeah, whatever. I'm there now. I really am. The whole thing has just gotten me there.
You know, I just really feel sorry for Bobby Christina that has to endure all this stupid stuff between her mom, her dad, and her immediate family. I mean, the emotional and mental stress you have to be going through.
Yeah, and it's to a point, though, like, why is Sissy Houston in Bobby Christina's ear to begin with? Like,
because she's grandma.
Exactly.
And grandma got breasts.
Grandma, I was like, yeah, but I mean, again, I guess Bobby's mom don't have no say.
No.
Oh, no, that grandma don't have no say.
The guy that's right. The cause
and,
of your,
and
you
again,
know,
him and his rowdy entourage of nine family members coming to a funeral.
Yep.
Demanding to be seated. Bobby's, what's wrong with him? He's a disrespectful one.
Well,
you know that.
They said that they did actually seat them.
But made them
yeah.
Wait.
And they made them
three
right.
Different times. Right. But,
okay, can you get up? Nope. You know what? Yeah. Tyler Perry got some
and
copies
so
of his film, and we need to put them over
right.
Here.
Well,
can
if
you
he
would have,
that they told him that it could be him plus two.
And how do you tell the...
That's what they told
how
him.
How do
yeah.
You tell
him
the woman, the woman's ex-husband?
It's not like Bobby showed... Here's my thing. It's not like Bobby Brown showed up with his new girlfriend. It's not like Bobby Brown
that's
showed up
children.
With... It's Bobby showed up with his brother for his support, and he showed
children.
Up with his kids. Now, you're telling me... Not you, Candace, but these idiots out here is like Bobby Crane came in there, had two chicks on each arm, sloppy drunk, and was like...
With
oh,
chains on them.
Yep, where my ex at? See, I told you y'all look better than her. It's not like Bobby did that.
Right.
So I'm, right. I can't, I'm not about to roll
right. And
with
again,
the whole...
Again, I just, I mean, you got Cosner, you got Tyler Perry, all of them seated comfortable, snug.
Yep.
And here he come. Oh, no, we need you to move.
Yep. And
no,
also,
you know what, can you move it? No, you know what, I tell you what, let's take the children. We're going to take the children and put them in the basement. We want the brother. He can watch from the toilet seat in the back. And, yeah, we could do that. Yeah.
And we also have this 79-piece choir that needs to be up here to sing every song that Whitney has had.
And then out of the blue, Monday, when they were saying, you know, hey, because at first the story was starting to spin that Sissy made sure that Bobby wouldn't be seated and that Bobby was to be kept away. And Jesse Jackson came from out of nowhere and just, oh, yeah, no, I can tell you that, no, Sissy had nothing to do with it. How the hell would you know?
But he also said how they treated Bobby Brown was
okay,
disrespectful.
Again,
though.
But I'm just saying, dude.
Yeah, you don't
yeah.
know. But that's
Jesse's
way to get money.
Right, Jesse like, yo. Yeah. Jesse said, I didn't like it. If I was them, I'd have cut their balls off.
Yep. Ball out Brown goes to the ground.
Yep.
That's it. I don't. And then the thing is, and I'm with you on the far as it seems like, it's like they just put everybody in front of Bobby. Like, oh, well, you know, she like McDonald's, so Grimace got a front row seat here.
The Grimace showed up. Grimace. That's why they had to make a move the first time. The Grimace
what
and the
Grimace
burglars.
Anyway, I mean, what was he?
Barney with a Barney's booger. I don't
yeah.
know.
Barney after the drugs.
Not to change the subject. I just always wanted to know. I mean, you had the fry guys, you had Mary McCheese, which were clearly food items, but I just
and the hamburger.
Know.
Grimace, just,
right,
he loved know? Shakes. He was the first Grimace
we
was a stealer of shakes.
Grimace. Okay,
yeah.
Yeah,
he stole shit.
But he was purple and looked like a candy cane.
A big gun.
What was them candy cane. Them candy cones, whatever.
Grimace
candy
like,
corn.
Yeah, candy corn.
Yeah, you really want to get that. Hey, McDonald Land was not so nice in the early. When they first came up with McDonald Land was not a nice place for you. Captain Crook would kill you for the Hamburglar actually stole. That was this is before Birdie and everything got nice.
What?
The fry guys would steal fries, and Ronald would be trying to keep all these fools in order.
So it was the pedophile show.
It was basically.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Whatever. Yep.
Either your kids or your fries. Well, guess we all be having happy meals. Give me your kids. And then just broke off.
There you go.
My bad. But we were supposed to be talking about this Whitney.
Yeah, whatever.
That's we all Whitney.
Because, we got off on that because it was McDonaldland.
And then,
the whole character, all of them, it was a mockery.
Yeah.
It was
then,
a mockery.
And then it's a funeral. And it's so private. Oh, no, we can't. But you put it on BET, CNN,
BET,
the internet,
and
everybody.
And between commercials, between booty commercials.
Yep. Coming on right after 106 in Park. Sad day today. Whitney's gone. But Little Bow Wow is in the building. Like, that's what.
Good.
And Ray J's making a comeback. Again, just anybody who would paint Ray J as the hero in all of this. He kept that big ass Bobby away from her. He protected her. Ray J.
He loved her. He cared so much about her. He didn't even involve her in a sex tape. At least they did it with the night vision on.
In private.
In private. And it's still out there. Bobby probably, Ray J.
He loved her so much, his nippy. Do you know, again, doing the research, do you know that not too long ago, he already had got caught up with some winner from one of the X Factors, and him and Whitney had a spat about that.
From the X Factor,
yeah,
overseas,
yeah,
overseas.
Some chick, I don't want him. I don't know. She's some nobody, but he got caught, you know, putting his moves on her, and Nippy had a problem with it.
Now what if
he is
Nippy?
That was his Nippy.
Now, everybody called her Nippy because that was inside her casket, so.
It was Nippy?
Yeah, it was Nippy.
Yeah, whatever. I'm there.
I feel you.
I'm there. I am.
You.
I'm just,
hey,
I'm really, this whole thing just devolved into, we've spent the second hour of our show gossiping. And that's, this is what y'all want to hear. Again, 818-514-1202. Call in and add on to the fire.
Yeah, I'm saying this is what y'all want to hear. This is
what
y'all want to
hear.
50.
That's right. Got 50 reasons why we did this today. 50.
We went from 50
again,
to Nippy.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the whole, again, God. Okay, I'm going to cover this.
Let's do it.
This is cafemom.com. I got this posted by Mary Fletcher. Mary Fletcher. Ray J comments about Whitney Houston's death speaks volumes about their relationship.
It does. Because he can.
And while plenty of people have expressed their incredible heartbreak and sadness over the death of Whitney Houston, some of those who were closest to her have taken a bit longer to come to terms with this loss. Before she passed away, Whitney had an off-again, on-again relationship with Ray J, highlighted, so you could click on it and go to RayJ.com.
RayJ.com, where all of my cameras are hidden.
There you go. And he did not speak out immediately following her death, but now Ray J has finally broken his silence on the matter. Like, we really care.
I've been
sitting on edge of chair waiting to hear what Ray J
finally
got to
Ray
say.
J can tell us the truth.
Okay, let's get down to what he had to say. Over the past few days, I've tried to process the emptiness that I'm experiencing.
And my
heart feels cannot be expressed in words. The world's lost an icon. But I lost my close friend, Nippy. I miss you so much. We were so happy and full of love.
Oh, God.
If
and
I
your
had
smile,
one wish,
your smile will live forever in my heart. While Ray J may have referred to Whitney as his close friend and didn't come right out and call her his girlfriend, it certainly sounds like the two of them had. Now, she's inferring all of this. The two of them sound like they had two deep emotional connections.
Man.
Relationships can't always be clearly defined by titles. And
come
even
on,
if they
man.
Weren't a couple when she passed, it was still unbearable to lose someone that close to you.
Man, she was
closer to Bobby. But Bobby is just Snidely McGreed.
Yeah, like, but she was closer to Kevin Costner than she was to Ray J,
I'm saying.
But you know what? This is a tripped out thing that you don't hear many people talking about. I think one of you two mentioned earlier that it was reported that she got into it with a chick from the X Factor that he was supposedly dating. Now, this was supposedly just 2 days before she died.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who's to say she got so distraught? Because, I mean, Bobby took her through that road, too, where he with the infidelity and the cheating and the womanizing and all of that. Who's to say that you know, that whole scene didn't replay in her head messing around with Ray J, because he's also been known
for
womanizing. Did that whole thing, and
that's where it's at, dude. She ran the bathwater.
I'm just painting a picture here. Not saying it's true, but I'm just saying maybe she got to a point because she's almost 20 years his senior.
But Ray J is the angel. He tried to come down from heaven and save Whitney from that evil Bobby Brown, was just a tad too late.
Who had a show for the love of Ray J.
The love of Ray J. Put these hot dogs in your mouth. Okay, I'll date you.
And there's some reports that are out there saying that he was trying to use her for another reality show.
Oh, yeah. And,
let's see. Kim Kardashian. I mean, you know, that's a
check
long...
it, check down the line.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
This is the man that put Kim Kardashian on the map.
Yeah. I mean, all in all, Ray J, hey, man, them CDs aren't flying off the shelf.
There you go.
So it's not like Ray J is like, oh, cash time. Where's my tear water? I need some of that. Oh, because I just cared so much about young Nippy, and it's hard for me as Ray J. And then it's crazy because now he gets the show called Ray J Coping with Nippy. That's
right.
Gonna come out on
it's
VH1 next month.
They
filming that now.
Yep, it's coming.
Yep.
I called her Nippy because she would get so cold with it. You know how old people get cold. I call her Nippy.
I remember the first day to get her AARP card.
Ray J.
It was so fun.
Okay, whatever. 818-514-1202. Now, Ray J is a maggot. Now,
there you
that's
go.
That's where I feel. Ray J is a maggot.
Yeah, he
leaked. And the whole god dang mess, the whole mess is going to end up as a Jeopardy question. That's just where I'm at with it. That's where I'm at with it.
Ooh.
This whole thing, in my humble opinion, this was worse than the Michael Jackson funeral. Michael Jackson funeral came off a lot better than this debacle
well,
did.
Well, there were no mistresses with Michael's world. That was just, hey, we all know what Michael was on. I'm still debating on Michael's sexuality, but whatever. That ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
Jesus juice. Jesus, Jews. Again, this is a man. We want to be so, we miss Michael. I told you, Michael dying was the best thing happened to America. It's the best thing happened to Black America. And not because he was an embarrassment. Black America would not be able to handle the strain of seeing an 80-year-old man moonwalk.
They'll still be forcing Michael moonwalk.
So now you are stuck with the Michael you wanted, frozen in time for you forever. But, you know, when you ever see This Is It, you ever see when he come out, he look like Frankenstein. He look like he got bolts in his neck and look like Frankenstein.
Wow.
Whatever.
Just saying. Just saying. So,
I mean, and this, to me, it's just mad. It's maddening for me because before Whitney died, the same people who are, it is horrible and how could you, 3 seconds, a couple days before, well, she's doing cocaine anyway and you grilling her. But the moment she passed, y'all want to hit your switch and just change your feelings.
When Barbara Walters disrespected her and asked her, did she do crack, I did not see Black America jumping up offended.
No, because a lot of people were like, she lying.
They laughed. Yep. And she didn't do crack. And thank goodness that she wasn't found with illegal drugs in her system. The sad part is it's prescription drugs that killed her. And right now, prescription drugs and overdosing on that is becoming more of a problem than illicit drugs.
Yeah.
But we don't want to talk about that. We want to talk about the funeral and Bobby Brown. How dare he go to a New Edition concert?
After
his ex-wife died.
And we couldn't let him in. I don't care if we didn't let you in a funeral. You do not go make money.
Again. Who's more unpopular right now, Bobby Brown or OJ?
Right now, I say Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown.
Yeah,
yep.
I mean, yep. 15 years ago, I gave you.
They act like Bobby Brown sent the alcohol to her room
and put crushed Xanax in it.
And she took the Xanax herself.
Yeah, you know what? And Bobby kept calling her. You need to call me back.
Yep.
You need to call me back.
Yep.
What's wrong with you? Your telephone man ain't been in your room. Like all is like he just handled. And Sissy, why didn't you let my baby live?
Right.
And I'm like,
the whole I gotta protect Bobby Christina from her father
because he's abusive and he wants something,
money, a loan, and I need a Cadillac. Hey, I'm there. I'm sorry. I'm there. 10 minutes left in the show and I'm there. Like I said, the whole thing is gonna be a Jeopardy question.
What's the question?
It's gonna be a Jeopardy question. That's where I'm at with it.
What you saying?
You want to play Jeopardy?
I'll play Jeopardy with you.
Okay, with 9 minutes left in the show, we're going to play Jeopardy.
You're going to have to take a break after this. Just saying. But go ahead.
Yep, 818-514-1202 if you want to answer the Jeopardy question. But, again, the category is Whitney, and this is the Daily Double. How much you gonna bet?
I'm gonna risk it all.
You gonna risk it all?
I'm gonna double it up.
What you got to start with?
I'm rolling with Bobby Christina money.
There you go.
Now,
okay. Here it is. Here's the answer. What is that?
What are the last Whitney sounds?
Oh,
yeah. Spark it.
Play it.
And I win.
And you win.
Oh, wrong show.
There you go.
That's it.
All right. True Brothers Radio.
Yeah. You sip a gun up the morning. I'm going to take you out of her.
True Brothers Radio.
Murder capital. We'll be murder for capital.
Truth Brothers Radio.
If you join the Army, you'll get an education unlike any other. Every single day, people will try and kill you. That'll teach you lessons you'll never learn in school. Improvised explosive devices, snipers, suicide bombers. That's why there's never been a better time to enlist. In the Navy. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now them poor grunts are eating sand in 130-degree heat. We're catching cool breezes on the big ships, learning mad skills, and getting some. That's right. Navy's co-ed, baby. Our lady sailors bathe every day in co-ed showers. I ain't lying. Hell, out here with the big guns, we can practically guarantee you won't die. Unless you party too hard. Call your Navy recruiter today. We'll pay for college, and it won't cost you an arm and a leg. Navy. Because joining the Army is just stupid.
We here at the Truth Brothers do apologize for the inappropriate comments that were... But damn it. Sorry.
All right, man. I guess we had to apologize. But we got a caller on the line. Caller, what's your name, man? Where you from? Caller, what's your name?
Yep, Nick just left.
Oh, well, there it is.
Well, call back. We want to hear your comment. 818-514-1202.
But, hey, man, I'm just saying, if that didn't spark you and make you feel a certain way, whatever, that's just how I feel.
It ain't whatever. I mean, call and tell us how you feel. Yeah, was that a little bit extreme? But, I mean, the whole situation has just devolved into that for me. It just has. I'm sorry, but it has. I mean,
we lost the call.
That it's had to go there. It's just really, you know, we've made a spectacle out of somebody's sorrow. You know, out of something that's real. You know, we have done that, you know, as a people, I'm not talking about us.
Oh, True Brothers did it.
No, we didn't. We just did it tonight. But, I mean, this has been going on again. Like I said, Tom Joyner and them clown Bobby. And I don't see what he did. They said he clowned and acted a fool. They said he clowned at the funeral. And I don't see it. I don't see it.
No, he did. I mean,
he didn't ask to move three times.
If he got upset, I mean, rightfully so. You know,
that's what I thought.
His daughter is there. She's hurting. You know, he should be able to talk to her, whatever. You know, and despite his other kids were there, I mean, hell, Daddy would have been saying he was a bad father for not bringing his other kids to
right.
say their final goodbyes.
Yeah. Right.
So,
I mean Bobby wasn't built to lose that. Bobby wasn't built
to
win that anyway.
All right. Okay. So. Here's my question: if something happened to me, if some terrible tragedy happened to me, and at my funeral, you're telling me then that my stepdaughter should not be allowed to sit with my wife
nope.
at the funeral because she's a stepdaughter. She's not family.
Exactly.
They said that. Bobby didn't do that. They said that.
Yeah. And who are you? When did you become the owner of the church? And, I mean, I don't even want to say who. I want to know who made the seating chart. Like, who said that,
right.
All right, you, sir, where's your reservations? Like, now we're treating it like it's this five-star restaurant. All right, who you here with? Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, we'll be in the back. Sorry.
Yeah, they told her, hey, no shirt, no shoes, no service.
Pretty much. How many sales did you do last year? Ooh. Yeah, we put you over there at the poor section.
Right, right.
Yeah, maybe we can pull out a couple lawn chairs. You and your nappies can sit down there.
Right, right. You and your nappies can sit back and watch Nippy.
Yep.
And hey,
I'm there.
Here's your
3 minutes left, and I'm
there.
We're
at a home stretch, right? Don't.
Here's
your
binoculars, Bobby. You killer.
Yep, Bobby, killer.
Yeah. All right, well,
whatever.
You know,
I ain't buying that if for some reason
this copy of the show gets to Bobby. Hey, look, we're rapping for you because we know you got a bad deal.
Yeah. You know what?
And even 2 months before that, he lost his dad. You know,
right.
A lot of people don't know that either.
I'm not even repping for you, Bobby. I'm just saying
what's right is the truth, and I'm not a fan of yours.
This ain't gonna turn me into a fan of yours.
That's what I mean.
You a half-ass singer, and that's
just
the truth. But this was wrong.
It was wrong.
Whatever.
I'm just saying. You just in that mood.
Whatever.
God.
I guess he should have went to the funeral and took control.
Okay, so anything we want to sum up?
I don't know.
You've done enough, sir.
Well, we can just go ahead and talk about who we're going to,
For
the show.
Yeah.
Tyler Galato, Suburban Auto Sales, and of course, it's been a G-Network presentation. So.
There you go.
Whatever. Yeah, so maybe at the end of the day, man, we chill out, man. Hey, man, want to go see Good Deeds, man? Y'all want to go see Good Deeds?
Wow. Yeah. Well, we gonna have to because we're gonna be reviewing that. I want to review
somebody
that
pays
movie.
Me $100,000, maybe I'll go.
Right.
I want to review that.
Maybe that'll make me leave that room.
Yeah, I was gonna say maybe you're gonna tell me that I'm being disrespectful, but I mean I'm glad that Tyler Perry gave the brother in Chicago the $100,000 to help tear down that hotel. I work around there. I'm glad it's a good thing. The thing is an eyesore, and I hope the dude will be able to fulfill his mission to turn it into a community center. Now, saying that, let's just be honest. He did a good deed that the movie Good Deeds was supposed to come out. That's a publicity stunt. It's a good one. It's a good one, and I'm glad he did it, but it's a publicity stunt, and that's just the truth.
Question real quick, man. Real fast. I mean – considering the fact that we don't really give, I don't want to say we don't really give Tyler a fair shot. I mean, I think, we should just go check this movie out, man. I mean, I'm not going open weekend. It's not happening. But because you couldn't say, hey, we whatever. But next weekend, because we're going to cover this for a second, I mean, for the hour two topic next week, we'll just
talk about black movies, period. Okay.
But we're going to go check out Good Deeds and keep it moving.
Yeah.
All right.
Again.
Works out for everybody. And there will be Matinee Pride.
I can't wait to see what this movie does in its first week.
It's beat Red Tails.
The minute that it makes more than Red Tails, I'm telling you now, I'm going to be upset. But again, that's whatever. I got 50 reasons why that's going to happen. So.
Well, firstly, shouts out to the call that we hadn't missed or whatever like that. Sorry we missed you, man. Catch up, man or lady. Well, maybe we'll catch you next week on True Brothers Radio.
That's right.
Man, y'all enjoy y'all evening tonight.
And again, I hope we didn't rub anybody the wrong way. But again, feel free to leave your comments on the show or go ahead and leave us on Facebook and
jump
say what you got to say.
And jump on the iTunes.
That's right.
As well, download your free episode.
That's right. And again, if you're not listening to the Truth Brothers,
then the truth ain't in you.
Peace.
Two fingers.
Peace.
Truth Brothers Radio.